So I think the dual screen or the triple screen, they're one of the things. But ultimately, I think, you know, looking at the past, you know, in terms of the DNA of an accounts payable function, you know, I personally think the DNA, you know, of the past was very people orientated, very paper orientated. And as we move into the sort of the present, that gap between the last 10 years, I suppose the first thing I'll ask in terms of the present is, have you seen changes to the way people handle paper in terms of the new AP processes, Alistair?
Definitely. And going back again to the pandemic, think about 12 months ago and, you know, the invoices were being sent in the post and people were having to find them. And they were in the office and nobody was in the office. And it was simple things like that, that you couldn't actually get the information. So you had to adapt and, you know, start to potentially email it in or do something else with it. So things like that have been very fundamental changes, but having automation in it certainly helped and allow you to do that. And it's also the case that some companies were taking the bit of paper and were walking it around the office and putting it in front of somebody and they might sign it off or they'd look at it or they'd approve it and things like that. You couldn't do that anymore. Mm. And overnight, you had to change. You probably really knew that you wanted to and it was good for business to automate and not have to walk around with a bit of paper. But overnight, when we went into lockdown in the UK, it had to change. Because one person was in one town, another member of staff was somewhere else. You were dealing with a company that was posting something into you and things had to change. And I think that's been the biggest fundamental, that although you're still dealing with an image, it's now not necessarily a piece of paper because you can't get to that piece of paper. And if you were relying on that piece of paper, you probably had some big problems because it was probably laid on a floor. You know, or in a letterbox for a period of time and you couldn't get to it. And that would cause the business problems.
And from your point of view, Catherine, so obviously I know that's been a big challenge actually when we spoke to our members, you know, that rationale of the working from home, they're relying very heavily now on images rather than pieces of paper. So they've moved that transitional period. Is that something you're seeing across your division also?
Yeah, absolutely. And when there are small things as well, like people like to write on invoices or, you know, put stamps or things like that. So even that is just a big change for them. And so, for example, in some solutions, you have the ability to do that. I mean, annotate your images so you can actually mimic what you would be doing on a piece of paper, so the change management is easier kind of thing. But yeah, definitely. I think, it's, but also I think what changed as well is, I think everybody wanted to get rid of paper. We've heard about this for, you know, I don't know, decades, I think, you know, paper was just the ban kind of thing. And it wasn't happening. So I think in a way, people are really happy that they've been forced to change the way they were working and not having to go to through piles of invoices when they were looking for invoices, when somebody was asking for an invoice or, you know, in case of audits or stuff like that. So I think this is also an area where things have changed in terms of getting rid of paper, but really for the better.
That's great. And let me just pick up on something Alistair said. So let's talk a little bit about security and that issue around working remotely, working from home. Obviously, looking at the past, you know, it was very manual. People would sign invoices, pass them in internal envelopes around the business. They would all go missing and then there'd be another. Yep. So that's usual. Now we've moved to more automated procedures. That was fine. You know, we're using workflows, still people signing bits of paper and putting notes on invoices. Now the pandemic hit, that's all disappeared. So pieces of paper literally aren't being passed any longer. They're reliant on more on technology. So just let me know, let me get your views on the security aspect, because that has always been a big challenge anyway. But when we hit the pandemic, what did you see from your client base?
I think that it's becoming more normal to have workflows and, you know, security. A good solution provider will have security built into their solution because it's paramount. You need it. It has to happen that way. And I think people began to understand that and also got more used to information being passed around electronically and felt more comfortable with it, probably because they were in such a state of flux with having to work from home and cope with everything else that it helped them to make the move on that. And let me just give you an example of how certainly having the workflow and actually being able to approve an invoice on the go and on a mobile phone helped us as a business. We needed to pay some invoices during the pandemic. Unfortunately, one of our suppliers was struggling and unfortunately went out of business, but we went to a new supplier. That supplier, because they didn't know us, wanted, and because of the pandemic, for us to pay them very quickly. Because we'd got the solution in and we could get the invoices in and we could get it workflowed very quickly, and then we got the ability to actually approve it on a mobile app, it didn't stop us transacting and didn't stop us working. And very, very quickly we could move on. And I think it's having the ability to be able to adapt and do that. And as part of that, have the security so that you know the data's safe. You know that even if you're approving it on a mobile phone or you're approving it on a laptop, you've still got the security of the data there. And it comes together as part of a solution.
Yeah, I think
data is better in electronic format. It's safer in electronic format than on paper because, you know, paper is sitting on a desk. Anybody can tamper with the paper. Whereas I think, yeah, okay, there are some security issues, but we have security gates in place. So, you know, we can fight that. Whereas if it's a piece of paper, it's very difficult to actually secure that. And the fact that you also have profiles and you are able to allow certain things and the ability to see certain things as well, certain tasks to some people depending on their profiles, I think this brings actually additional security to the process than, you know, ever before.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, actually, Catherine. I think the new technologies, now people are fully embracing them. I think that helps. And just picking up on something Alistair said there is around the mobile technology. You know, I think the mobile technologies is a really important factor that people can now not only, you know, mobiles were reliant very heavily on employee expenses, but now they can approve workflow invoices, go into the systems. And I'm assuming that your solution, your ESCA solution, is fully mobile automated. They can use laptops as well as sort of the mobile devices. Is that right, Alistair? And I think that's helped during the pandemic because, again, speaking to some of our members, it was always a challenge, you know, the whole no PO, no pay and getting people to approve and do the receipting elements, all that stuff still is in his existence. But I think that, you know, because we've been driven by the pandemic and forcing the technology and making people aware of where the blockages are, and I think it was something that you said, Alistair, that I think people now are more aware of how important the AP process really is and fundamental to the business, you know, in terms of the strategic goals of a business going forward. We have a lot of our members tell us that they feel now that they've really been highlighted as sort of that important function that keeps the lights on, gets the electricity bills paid, keeps the supplies going. And they've had to do that the worst, you know, environments in living history. And they did it literally overnight. And it was technologies such as yours that assisted that. And is that what you're seeing from your client base?
Yes, definitely. And I think that AP, the spotlight's been shone on them an awful lot more in the last 12 months than probably ever before. And I personally believe that the next 6 months is actually going to be even more critical because hopefully we're going to come out of the lockdowns and business is going to get back to normal and actually get better because there's going to be a massive amount of pent-up demand and companies are going to have to adapt to that and they're going to have to grab that if they possibly can. And being able to make sure that your supplier relationships are very, very good, that you're paying your invoices on time, that you've got the visibility on that and that, you know, the FD's got the visibility on how much cash he's got to go out the business as well, is going to become more and more paramount. And as you've seen things in the news lately about, you know, supply issues with certain goods coming in from overseas and potentially they're going to have to start manufacturing them back in the UK. Well, if you're a good supplier, you'll have first refusals of those type of contracts, and you'll be able to grab that business, hopefully. And you're going to have the correct AP department behind you working for the business and with the business with the right technology to allow you to grow. It's not just a case of grabbing the order and making the sales and the sales being the superstars, as quite often happens, but actually the AP department is going to be more fundamental because they've got to keep the supply relationships well and keep them very happy. But not only that, they've got to make sure that they can give the information through to the senior managers and make sure that they're paying on time to allow them to grab this extra business. And I think it's a very, very exciting time for business generally, hopefully, in the next few months, but specifically also on the AP side, because it is about people. You know, it's about the AP departments. And hopefully by Christmas, they can look back and they can say, we did it. You know, we've helped the company grow. We've helped do this. And potentially we've helped Britain bounce back as well. And fundamentally, that's what I think could happen.
Perfect. And yourself, Catherine?
Yeah, I agree. AP is essential. It's essential. It's because it's, as you mentioned, Alistair, it's not just AP or a company alone. It's a company with its ecosystem, so partners that they are doing business with, and that's, you know, that's what AP is about. It's true that there's always more, emphasize on customers and business and sales and stuff like that. But I think, you know, it's both side. AP is equally important, because if you don't pay your suppliers, you won't be able to deliver the goods and do business, basically.
Totally agree. And so look, before we get onto the future part, you know, which I'm looking forward to, because I'm looking forward to those crystal ball. What have you seen in terms of your customers and potential customers? Did they carry on with projects? Did they stop? Did they continue to invest? Are they looking at new investments? Really over to you, Alistair. You know, what's the outline of the current view of, you know, AP automation and the solutions that are out there at the moment?
In terms of the solutions that are out there at the moment, obviously Esker's the best. I've got to say that. But no, seriously, from that, there's been a fundamental change. When the pandemic first hit, people did kind of step back and say, well, hang on a minute, we're not sure what's going to happen here. Let's just step back and let's just wait for a few weeks and let things settle down. And also, let's fix the immediate problem. We've got to get people working from home. We've got to make sure we can continue to trade. So there was a slight delay. But since then, things have picked up and companies are looking to automate. They're either starting their automation journey, or they're continuing with it and doing more and more automation. And I think that, going back to my three types of company before, the ones that were starting the automation journey have accelerated and they need to get on and make sure that they are at the very forefront of their companies and make sure that they're keeping up with their competitors as well. And the ones that were a little bit behind that weren't thinking about it are now starting to think about automation because they want to be ready if, and hope this doesn't happen, we go into another lockdown, they can then be able to continue to trade and work more efficiently. And they've also seen the advantages that the ones who have already automated have got. So I think it's an exciting time for people who provide automation solutions and AP automation solutions. But I think it's equally exciting for our potential clients out there because they can gain some real benefits now and keep up with the ones that have already done it.
And from your point of view, Catherine?
If we look at our, you know, customers and prospects over the last year, that's what Alistair said. Basically, there was a slight delay for companies that were in shock, basically, and so they were just concerned with their business continuity plan. That's what they had to deal with immediately, but then. We saw a really slow down during the second semester quarter, sorry. But then after that, it all went back to normal and it accelerated actually, because I think past that shock, people realized that they had to carry on with that project or move ahead with where they were in their journey of in the automation journey. So yeah, I think it wasn't as bad as we thought, basically. And so that shows that, again, I think AP is essential, and it was essential to them to automate, obviously, but enable people to work from home and you know, be efficient working from home, getting rid of, I mean, they couldn't use paper any longer anyway. So, or, you know, pay suppliers by check, or, you know, again, get signs off with people being in different locations. So in a way, it was, they didn't have a choice, basically.
And I think you're right. I think one of the strap lines for this year for the association is doing more with less. And, you know, so unfortunately, you know, the worldwide pandemic has meant that people have been put on furlough. Some people have lost their jobs. But actually, as we're sort of bouncing back, you know, people are investing in technology and they're investing in recruitment again. So we're seeing more and more of people returning to work. Some of the furlough being really, you know, sort of shortened a little. So I think that whole strapline is very important, doing more with less. Before we move on to the future, give me your views on, you know, what parts of the AP function do you think will return, or will they return to a working environment in the same way? Do you think they'll go back 5 days a week? You know, we won't put the crystal ball on, but we've got some views from the association. A lot of our members are doing like hybrid models. So they'll return back to the office a couple of days a week, maybe 2 to 3 days, and then have some flexibility. There are some more structured organizations who are looking forward to returning full time. What's your client base looking like? Have they given you any feedback on what they're planning to do?
I think the first thing is that the supplier customer relationship's changed, and it's much more now partnership driven. And we're seeing that. And there's much more of a link between both organizations. In terms of what's going to happen and people returning to work, we see a lot of people, and we're talking to our customers, and you know, we've given them the ability to be able to work from home, or you know, work from a cafe when they reopen, or wherever it may be. But we've given them the flexibility, and they are now, the companies are going to their members of staff and actually saying, what works for you? We don't want to force you back, because it's been a difficult time, and you know, some people are scared of going back into the office. So we don't want to force you back. We're going to give you the ability to decide whether you want to work from home or not. And you know, let's see if we can make it work. And I think the feedback that they're getting at the moment, and it's very early days, because at the moment, you know, you're supposed to still work from home if you can. But probably by the time this is broadcast, we might even be back to normal and able to go back to the office full time. Mm-hmm. But what it's allowing people to do is to choose, both companies and individuals. And I think people will probably end up working partly from home, partly from, you know, the office. And I think AP, because it's very cycle based, and there's certain times of the month that's very busier than others and things like this, probably what will happen is they'll become a norm of, you work from home perhaps at the last couple of weeks of the month, and the first couple of weeks you're in the office and things like that. So I think it'll be a mixture.
Perfect. And from yourself, Catherine?
I think exactly the same. I think we're not going to go back. I mean, mostly not going to go back to the way it was before. I think people now, they know how to work from home as well as, you know, work from the office. And then they've been able to see that both options were possible and had advantages and disadvantages. And I'm sure that the flexibility that working from home gives people will remain, basically. And I think the fact that you allow people to work from home as well, even if it's not full time, allows them to, you know, maybe not live next to the to the office, maybe, you know, work from a place in a longer distance, basically. So like have a house in the country and stuff like that. So I think it's going to, you know, be a mix, basically. I agree. We'll see.
I think that's the thing.
Sorry, Jamie, just out of interest, what's the feedback you're getting from your membership?
Yes, so it's very similar to what you said there. Is, you know, for the first time in a long time, people are taking jobs and roles in companies that are a long way from where they live. So, you know, so in the UK predominantly, you know, heaven forbid if, you know, I live in the Midlands and I wouldn't dream about taking a permanent job in London unless I was sort of, you know, sort of living there or sort of, you know, traveling up and down. But now I'm seeing more so that AP folk, senior AP folk, are taking jobs because it's more remote. They're taking jobs around the UK. So it's based around technology, it's around a process, it's around the security elements. But also the big fundamental change has been the trust. They realise that the trust is there from their teams, and the managers are driving that behaviour. And I think that relaxation and that trust is absolutely there. So they are really opening up the floor. So rather than having those regional recruitment spots where you might struggle in certain areas to get really good quality teams, yeah, actually you're opening up a lot more. And I'm assuming, Catherine, you must have the same.
Exactly, absolutely. And even us at Esker, we are really changing the way we are dealing with that kind of thing. And we, you know, that opens up more opportunities to recruit elsewhere, basically.
There you go.
It's interesting you're saying that, Jamie, because I was talking a few months ago to a senior manager who needed to recruit an extra member of his team. And he said, "This is going to sound terrible." I said, "What?" He said, "The pandemic's been brilliant for me." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, beforehand, I could only recruit in this particular area. And it's down south, and we all know the payments are absolutely paved with gold down south. So it's very difficult to get people." But he said, "I can go through the whole of the UK now because we can work remotely." And he said, "It's opened up a whole wealth of opportunity with people that I would never have had before." And he was really excited. And he said, "It's great because we'll never go back again." And it's the first time I'd really thought about it, but it was an actual example of where, yeah, he was excited about that and it was making his life easier.
Yeah, I totally agree, Alistair. I think, you know, we do a lot of work with some shared services also. And they've always struggled, shared services, especially when there's language, there's complexity around currency. You do struggle not only with the normal AP process of having transactional volumes and the complexity that already comes with AP, but in a shared service environment, you have all the other added complexities as well. And I think that, you know, people working more remotely now has assisted that process also, and those shared service centers. So again, I can only see this as a positive. You know, if we are looking for any positives coming out of the pandemic, I think there's the elements of trust. I think there's people developments. I think people are becoming stronger. They're educating themselves a little bit more in terms of technology. And also, let's be honest, they're all experts on Zoom now and Teams and whatever. They're all rock stars in their own right because they're on TV literally every day.